Maine conservationists say four dams on the Kennebec River are the biggest threat to Atlantic salmon populations, and groups intend to sue to get them removed. Brookfield Renewable Partners is an international energy company that owns four dams on the Kennebec River between Waterville and Skowhegan. The Natural Resources Council of Maine's staff scientist Nick Bennett notes that one of the best spawning habitats for Atlantic salmon is in the Sandy River, a tributary above Brookfield's dams. He says the dams pose an often fatal hazard for the fish's path to the ocean. Atlantic salmon are known as sea run fish. They spawn in freshwater, but spend much of their lives in saltwater.
They really need to be removed if we want to have any chance of restoring Atlantic salmon and the other species of sea run fish that are necessary for them to be restored, like river herring, shad, and eels.
Groups claim these dams are violating the Endangered Species Act. The Conservation Law Foundation, Maine Rivers, and the Natural Resources Council of Maine have given the 60-day notice that's required to sue companies under the ESA. Bennett says when it comes to restoring the species, groups are laser-focused on these dams. He points out that historically, the Kennebec River has been the largest Atlantic salmon run of any river in the U.S.
These four dams block Atlantic salmon both from getting up to the Sandy River to spawn and from getting out of the Sandy River to head back to the ocean to grow into adults.
Last July, the federal government rejected a species protection plan proposed by Brookfield, and the Maine Department of Marine Resources and the National Marine Fisheries Service have recommended the removal of one of them. The company shut down three of its four dams for salmon migration earlier this month, with operations set to resume on May 31st. For Maine News Service, I'm Lily Bolke.